Yeah, spark my hand, grabs a band. Sweeten up the sound, let me get the right plan. Coming down the wire through the knee, my free. Nice up the sound for the A to D.
Home up with the Ramos, they can win all. Big up a Bob and a TV dinner. On the window when that dance contest. Cause you know what, dance the best.
The first rule of Lunch Beat is, if it's your first time at Lunch Beat, you have to dance.
We got to keep the party going on. All our styles, our shapes and forms. We got to keep the party going on. All our styles, our shapes and forms.
The original concept behind Lunch Beat was born in a garage in Stockholm, Sweden, but has now become an international sensation. Jen Rudolph and Ron Reblondo worked to bring Lunch Beat to Cincinnati. I met up with them to find out more. Tell me a little bit about Lunch Beat, what it's all about, how it got started.
Well, really, Lunch Beat is an idea that I got from Europe. This was in 2012, and there was an article in Business Week. It's about people just basically spending their lunchtime dancing instead of eating. So I thought, hey, what a great alternative to stuffing your face and just putting on the calories. You actually go out, dance, and get energized and go back to work. You know, tried to do it through different channels and finally ended up hanging out with the Starfire people and got it done.
How does it all work? I mean, we're talking basically about young professionals leaving their desk at lunchtime, coming and hanging out and dancing?
Sure. Young professionals, old professionals, creative types, anyone really. Anyone who just wants to dance and listen to good music. Spend your lunchtime for free with us, hanging out, dancing, and it's an hour.
And so that's the rule then. You have to dance.
Ideally, yes. Yep. And come enjoy the community. Come enjoy everyone. People from all age groups, all walks of life. Really, it's a fantastic event.
And this will be your second time doing it here in Cincinnati? Is that right?
This will be my second time. I had the very good fortune of meeting Ron through an alumni organization when I moved here from New York last year. And Ron is involved in an incredible array of activities throughout Cincinnati, one of which is Lunch Beat. And I was immediately excited about it and have really been thrilled to help him with this, yes.
Questions come to mind such as, who provides the food?
Who provides the food? Great question. Well, you know, we have many friends in the city. And when folks hear about the idea, they are just naturally excited by it. And a lot of places like Kaze, a wonderful place. You know, they've been our sponsors in the past. Also, the CAC put some funds to providing snacks and drinks. So, yeah, we have some very good sponsors for the events.
And who then provides the music?
We have some very talented DJs who have lent some time and talent to us. So there's a few people that have volunteered time.
Sure, absolutely. So we have the fabulous Kenneth Wright.
We do.
And we also have DJ Harv. She also DJs at Japs. We also have a couple students from Xavier University.
Yeah.
DJ Milky Marcus. Marcus Lasky. And so, yeah, we have a number of DJ friends who are kind of queuing up to be involved in this.
You made reference to the CAC. It actually takes place inside the Contemporary Arts Center.
Yep, in that gorgeous lobby of theirs right there on Walnut and 6th Street. So it's centrally located, easy to get to. There's food. You can come dance, work up an appetite, have fun.
And also see the exhibits that are upcoming or already in place. So you go in there, you see the wonderful work by Shepard Fairey or by JR. And so you're invited to come into the lobby, and naturally you get to see what other things there are at the CAC. So it's a great thing for the community.
Now, this being your second time doing Lunch Beat at the Contemporary Arts Center, did you learn any lessons from the first time doing it?
This isn't actually the second time. This is probably going to be like our fourth time at the CAC.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
We learned that they are very generous, and we are very thrilled that they've been so helpful in allowing us, and they've been gracious, so gracious to allow us to use that space.
Well, we learned that we have to get the word out.
We
learned that, you know, we rely on a lot of social media, and so thanks to you, this is exactly the kind of thing we're talking about. So just to tell the folks out there, we were having a Vietnamese lunch and some pho over on Court Street when there was Jim Nolan just happened to be sitting with an earshot of our group meeting. So
wonderful. One of the best things about the Cincinnati community. Yeah.
It's things like that. So Stacy Sims as well. Yeah. Stacy, I think, just happened to be at Coffee Emporium while they were discussing Lunch Beat. And then within earshot, lo and behold, you know, it evolved into, hey, let's have it at CAC.
I think all the important decisions that involve Cincinnati are made at Coffee Emporium.
For sure. Definitely. For sure.
Someone listening to this, either at home or in their office, who might be thinking, that sounds like fun, but I don't know how to dance or I don't really feel comfortable doing this. What would you say to them?
There's no such thing as a bad dancer in my book.
Exactly. I would just reference the Lunch Beat Facebook page. We have some videos there that show, you know, sort of the level that you would be appropriate to dance at. And at any rate, I've also posted a video that from Soul Train. So in case you want to pick up some new moves, I always refer to the 70s Soul Train video that I like to post.
And you really do not know your coworkers until you've seen them get down to Grandmaster Flash. Really?
So you recommend, like, coming in a group, bringing the whole office?
If you can, for sure. And if not, come by yourself, and people are super friendly, and you'll definitely get to meet some new friends.
Damn, sucker!
My thanks to Jen Rudolph and Ron Reblondo from Lunch Beat Cincinnati. The next Lunch Beat Cincinnati event is scheduled for May 29th at the Contemporary Arts Center. For links to more information about Lunch Beat Cincinnati, please visit us at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.